Proclamation number 4812 of 4th of January, 1950. Bliss of the soul only in union with God. Bliss only exists in connection with me. On earth, the connection with Satan can indeed trigger a feeling of happiness in the human being, but then it will always be physical pleasures which delight the human being but in which the soul has no part. The soul only finds happiness and peace in unity with me, because it is spiritual substance which originated from me and thus never loses its feeling of belonging to me. It is just not aware of it as a human being in a state of imperfection. The spiritual cannot be satisfied with worldly pleasures, and if the soul is pushed back from the body because of matter, then the soul's cover, which is spiritual in itself and now sinks into a state of death or sleep as long as it is surrounded by matter and dominated by it through the human being's will, condenses. The soul could certainly defend itself, but it is too weak and gives in to the body's desire. But it will never be blissful as long as the body finds fulfillment of its desires. My nearness triggers the highest bliss in it. It strives towards me as soon as it has once felt my presence, as soon as it has once found union with me through all loving activity, since I am present in every work of love, and thus it draws me to itself when it works with love. And it no longer wants to miss this bliss and only strives ever more eagerly towards me. What a soul finds in union with me compensates it for all adversity during its long course of development on earth and for all suffering during its earthly life as a human being. Yes, it is grateful to me for these because they had brought it the union with me. It will never have to give up the happiness of a union with me, for a relapse is never possible. It can certainly exchange the kingdom of light with earth for a short time for the purpose of a mission on earth, but compared to eternity, this is only a single moment where the soul is, so to speak, left to itself again, but constantly longs upwards for my kingdom, because it unconsciously feels what it left there. Nevertheless, it takes upon itself the embodiment on earth as a necessary work of love, for it is aware of its mission and also serves people of its own accord in order to likewise help them to become blissfully happy. Such a soul always stays with me in spirit. It is only for its own sake that it is deprived of recollection as long as it lives on earth. Yet Satan has no influence on such a soul, for it has much spiritual strength, it has much love for God and its fellow human beings. And this love always makes it seek contact with me on earth, for whom it longs until it is united with me again. Amen.